With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're in the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Get on PharrellOnTheBench.com for picks. Thursday, you got Denver, Arizona, plus Arizona State hosts Stanford. Saturday, Michigan at Michigan State, Oregon at Washington State. That's going to be a good one in Pullman. Sunday, New England at Chicago is the best game. PharrellOnTheBench.com has everything. NHL every day, baseball playoffs, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy. It's all there. Sign up today. Don't forget, a new episode of Pharrell and the Bets on Westwood One drops tomorrow morning at 6:30. It's my sports betting podcast. It's like a half-hour sports betting show. It's real simple. And we give that day's action and anything that has anything to do with action betting on this show. Episode 43 tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. Follow us on Twitter, at On the Bets, WWO. There you go. All right, so going back to what I was saying, Shep, is that I'm sure there's people out there that are going to sit there and tweet all day how great Aaron Rodgers is. But I thought tonight was, that was normal business for him. A late rally, a late comeback, a fourth quarter drive, two of them, in fact, one to tie it, one to win it. So that's just normal day at the office for Rodgers. But I'm telling you that that was a sign. That game was a sign that they have issues, big issues, if you ask me. They let the San Francisco 49ers with C.J. Beathard light them up for 30 points on their home field at Lambeau. That's all there is to it. That is a concern, if you ask me. They're lucky they won that game is what they were. Lucky. And there you go. Congratulations. You beat one of the worst teams in football, and you let them put 30 on you. So, but that could happen any day in the NFL. The NFL is insanity in a nutshell. And I'm sure millions of people tweet how great he is. And everything else. And he is great, but, I'm not going anywhere with this thought that Brady's better. You cannot compare. People say apples and oranges. Five apples is better than one orange. I'll tell you that much. So you win five Super Bowls. That's it. You play in eight Super Bowls. It's over. This guy's played in one and he won it. God bless him. He beat the Steelers, right? Is that about right? That was awful for me. I just wanted to say that. But it was awful. I can't even continue after thinking about that for a second. That's like doing that show, Mafia, the top 10, when they told me on the Mount Rushmore of NFL teams that the Steelers are number five. And I was like, number five? And I was like, number five? Number five? They've won six Super Bowls. They're number one. That's it. Number one, the best franchise ever. Boom. And then they argue with me and say they're number five. So I took all my clothes off and did the entire show naked.
Wait, what did you say?
You can see it on NFL Top 10 on NFL Network. I do that show all the time. So does DA. I wanted to mention...
Chicks dig me.
Did I mention 1700 the champ in Des Moines tonight? I think I did. Let's mention him again. It's great to have the champ on 1700 AM in Des Moines, Iowa. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Welcome to CBS Sports Radio. If I'm not on there right now because I've already been on for a couple hours and they went to something else, that was a bad decision. Should have just kept me on for the whole thing. I mean, imagine the ratings. Imagine the audience. Oh, I'm just watching some guy get thrown off a horse. It was awesome in a horse race. Couple things. Tomorrow night, you got the NBA season openers. What else is there in life, in my opinion? Now that I don't have to wait till Thursday for football or, Saturday and Sunday for football. There's nothing worse, is there, than waiting for football every week?
Can you believe this?
Now I have NBA basketball every night and NHL, and I think they start playing college basketball sometime in the next 5 months. Why do they wait until, mid-November to play college basketball? It is beyond me. I just don't understand that. Shouldn't they start literally when the NBA starts?
Well, you got to focus on grades.
Oh, because they only play 30-some games, right? Oh, because they got to focus on grades. That's a funny one. You mean, so you're saying college basketball players actually go to class and get grades?
Yeah, I was being sarcastic for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because none of them do. Maybe one guy on every team has good grades. Maybe two. I'll give you two. Maybe three at best. Out of what, 12? How many they got on the teams?
More than 12, which is sad because you don't hear from half of them.
How many do they have on college teams?
Usually about 13, 14 guys.
All right.
Well, you know, walk-ons, you got to include them, right?
But a lot of them go to a college so that they can leave in 1 year and go pro. That's why they go. But as you know, there is nothing harder to do, in my opinion, than play college basketball and try to make it to the NBA. There's nothing harder. I think there's way more jobs in from college football to pro football and college hockey to pro hockey and college baseball to pro baseball. Like, literally, tons of them make it from college baseball into the major leagues. And then, or at least get a pro contract and play in the minors. But the NBA, only two rounds, right? And only a few players make it. So, like, at best, you're lucky if a quarter of an inch make it out of your program into the NBA. So you understand what I'm relating it to is, like, literally a quarter of an inch is what you have at your program. If you're at Kentucky, you might have five guys make it. But Duke, you know, you're going to have two or three automatic, right? North Carolina, two or three automatic. Kentucky, all five go. But the fact is, everywhere else, nobody goes. They just don't make it in the NBA. And I think the NBA is – people think it's not as good as it used to be. There'll be people that argue that all the time. They'll say, oh, it's not what it used to be. It was way better. And that may very well be the case. And that it's not as good as it used to be. But I think it is. I've always liked it every year. It does not matter what year it is. It does not matter, even in my view, the players that you compare, generational or every decade or every 5 years, whatever. I just think it's always good, Mafia. I like the NBA no matter what.
Yeah, it's just different styles of different generations. The game evolves as it goes on. I mean, the same thing with the NFL. The NFL was just bruising running. Then all of a sudden they were through and passing, and people said, oh, this is what is this? This isn't football. And then, you know, it got to the big shots back in the 70s and 80s where they'd take out guys' legs and heads and whatever. And then they started cutting that out because of, you know, the trauma and the surgeries and losing players. And they keep changing rules now to protect guys. Oh, it's not the same now. Every sport, it differs as the years go on. There's always different styles. The NBA was more bruising. Now it's more finesse. You know, it's cyclical.
So,
Well, you know, I mean, Pharrell, I mean, the argument is, right, is you have teams that continuously struggle, right? So when's the last time the Suns were good? And when's the last time the Kings were good?
Never.
Never, right? It seems like a decade ago. It seems like two decades ago.
I think they're loaded with talent.
But we continue
to say
that.
I don't know why they don't win.
Right. Like, when's the last time the Bobcats were good, right? So what you have is—
I think they're the Hornets now.
That's right. But when is the last time you had a situation in which you guaranteed a walk-in for the same team every year for the NBA Finals? Because at least with the Chicago Bulls, they were tested. And they got there by doing it the right way, by draft picks, and by free agency. Where in today's NBA, the best player just says, you know what, I think I'm going to go play with the third best player. And there's no competition anymore.
Well, there's really nothing you can do about it.
Well, if you're the CBA, what you have to do is you have to say, look, if you make an All-NBA first team, you can't go and join another guy that made an All-NBA first team and another guy on that team that made an All-NBA second team.
That's never going to happen because it already happens. What, are they going to go backwards?
But it's diluting the product, Pharrell.
You might be right, but it's not going to change. They're not going to stop people from being unrestricted free agents and having the right to go play with whoever they want to.
And you just screwed up your own point, too, because you said the Bulls were built, what, by draft picks and free agency. How were the Warriors built? By draft picks and free agency. It's the same exact way, just you don't like it because one guy was better. There's always been superstars going to play with other guys. Clyde going to play with Akeem. Like, it happens. They've never been this loaded on one team because of, you
know. And no one likes it.
Right. It is what it is, though. That's just the way the game is. Golden State was tested by Houston last year. Don't act like they've just walked through everybody. They didn't sweep the whole playoffs last year. They went to 7 against Houston.
That's a fair point. You can't argue that. But what I am saying is Curry was hurt, right? So they weren't fully loaded. And with Clyde Drexler, they were past their prime. When Barkley and Elijah Warren and Drexler got together in 97, they were all old.
Right, so what you're saying is Durant went there in his prime.
Yes.
Fair enough. So,
right.
So what's the problem?
The problem is...
The problem is you don't like it.
No. It's not me, Pharrell. It's the common
fan. The players
fan.
Don't even like
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
But they all want to be him. They all want to have that right to be an unrestricted free agent and to be that sought after. There's no guy in the league. Anthony Davis, you're going to tell me he isn't going to be sought after?
See, to me, if I'm the NBA, I want to make the Bird rights such a high incentive that you can't help but say, I need to stay with my franchise.
Who do you think is
better?
Because
I'm going to make triple with my franchise what I would make with any other franchise.
Who do you think is a better player, Anthony Davis or Kevin Durant?
Oh, it's not close. Kevin Durant backwards.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Backwards.
Anthony Davis is one-dimensional. Kevin Durant could do everything.
What's one-dimensional?
He's one-dimensional.
What do you mean, one-dimensional?
He's a scorer. He's not a shooter. I don't care what they've implemented with his three-point shot. He's not a shooter. He's not a facilitator. A guy that athletic, he's not a rebounder. Durant is a he's improved his offense. He's improved his defensive game. He's now a great facilitator.
And you're telling me that... that Anthony Davis doesn't rebound?
I'm telling you, based on his athleticism, it's disproportionate with the amount of rebounds he should be getting per game.
So it's just because he's big that he gets all those rebounds?
What I'm saying is the kind of athlete he's...
They're both 7 foot.
He should be getting Andre Drummond-type rebounds, and he's not.
Well, I don't know. To hear you say he's one-dimensional is hilarious to me. What team in the NBA wouldn't want him?
Yeah, he's doing great with his franchise, isn't he?
Well,
Pharrell?
I mean,
he's gotten so far.
He plays by himself.
He's had Rondo. He's had Cousins. He's had Holiday.
He didn't have Cousins last year. The guy blew out his Achilles. The guy played with Rondo by the two of them. That was it.
We had him the year before.
And they still made the playoffs. Mafia, do you agree with him? He says that Anthony Davis is one-dimensional and that Durant and that Durant is backwards.
One-dimensional. The guy who blocks all shots, yeah, he's got one-dimensional.
And
the offense.
But he said that he's also backwards compared to Durant. Durant going backwards is better. Is that what you said to me?
And forwards and sideways.
Okay,
and
so
diagonal.
He's better than him in every facet of the game, and I just don't agree with that.
I'd say if you're going to talk top players
I'd
in the
say
league,
shooting the ball, maybe.
Yeah, offensively.
Shooting the ball, he's better. I'll give you that.
More. He's a top better scorer. He's more, you know, aggressive on the
ball. I don't know if he's a better scorer.
Anthony Davis can score from any way. I think Durant is a little more consistent.
Who
scoring.
Can stop Anthony
awesome.
Davis from scoring?
Who can stop Kevin Durant from scoring?
Well, I just said he can score with
right.
the best of them. But
right.
but you're acting like, you know what's funny about you is that you're so deluded in your vision of this, is that you're acting like this other guy is chopped liver. You're like, I'm so right that the other guy doesn't even exist.
Right, that's the thing. They're both awesome players. It's like one.
They're both awesome, but you're like, he sucks. You're like, he sucks. That guy sucks. I just told you. Let me be very clear. You need to ask some of your friends over at NBA Radio. There isn't one team in the NBA that wouldn't get on their knees in a porno for Anthony Davis's rights right now. They'd all want him. Every team in the league would want him.
I agree. But before
every single GM in the league would want him right now if they were offered his services.
I agree, but there's such a gap between him and Durant.
No, there isn't.
Pharrell.
No, there
Durant
isn't.
Durant is an all-time great player. Anthony Davis is not even a top five player in his prime in the current NBA landscape. And Durant is a top 10 all-time player.
Are you
player.
Kidding me? He's not top five?
No, he's not.
Who's better than him right now? Tell me all these other players.
He's not even close, Pharrell. Durant, Harden, Curry, Westbrook, LeBron. I don't think
Westbrook's better than Anthony Davis.
He's an MVP.
He's the epitome of selfish, egotistical ball hog. Does nothing. The only time he gets 10, you know why he gets 10 dimes a night and has triple doubles?
Because he's better than Davis.
No, because he never comes out of the game. He plays every game and he plays the whole game. He literally sits down for 1 minute the whole game. If I got the ball in my hands for that many minutes every night, I'd have 10 dimes too easily. If you ask me, if your guy plays 47 minutes, he's going to have 10 dimes. And he controls the ball. Every single play goes through him. It's so easy to me to get 10 dimes when you have the ball 95% of the time in your hands. To sit here and say that guy, do you think he's top five in the NBA right now? There is no one. There are people that would start their franchise right now with Anthony Davis. Boom, first choice. There isn't, I told you, one team in this league that wouldn't want him. It's hilarious to me that you think he sucks.
Very quickly, Pharrell, I take Giannis too.
I think Giannis is equally an incredible player. I think he's definitely a hot player, and he's really good. There's no denying it. The guy's a rock star. I'm not going to even argue that. But I still think that this guy that you don't appreciate or respect at all because you're an idiot is that you cannot tell me these comments you're making that he's just completely disregarded in the NBA is insanity. You know, that's why you that's why you're running a board at the NBA radio and you're not running an NBA team. Let me be clear about that too. Because there's no GM in the league that would sit here and agree with your comments about Anthony Davis. Producer, board op, I don't care what you are. You're not running an NBA team even though you think you should be. That's the problem with you, is that all these GMs, they drool over Anthony Davis, but you think he sucks. That's what your problem is. The fact that you don't even acknowledge that he's good is what makes you demented.
He's great, but he's not that great. He's not Durant great. That's all I'm saying.
You have Durant higher than most people would, too.
Like, you have Durant.
Top 10 all time? Are you kidding me?
You have him as the greatest player, bar none, in the NBA right now.
He's top 10 all time, Pharrell.
No
I'm
way.
Telling you. Moff, he's top 10 all time.
He's got more to do before he's top 10 all
no,
time.
No, he's played for 11 years.
He still needs to do more to be top 10 all time. Come on.
Name me another guy who was a regular season MVP with a different franchise, mind you, went to another franchise, was a two-time finalist.
Well, a lot
MVP.
Of guys never had the opportunity to do what he's had opportunity to do. But so, like, if you're looking at big seven-footers that are good, like Wilt Chamberlain and Robertson, guys like this, you know, I wouldn't put him above them. I mean,
Kareem,
you're telling me,
Magic.
Kareem, you're telling me that you think that Durant's better than Wilt Chamberlain?
Absolutely. Wilt Chamberlain couldn't win. He couldn't win, Pharrell. He was a regular statistical
Neither
anomaly.
Neither could Kevin Durant until he went to Golden State.
You can't fault Kevin Durant because he didn't have enough help.
But you just said that the worst thing that's ever happened to the NBA is allowing guys to go to winning teams.
I agree, but it doesn't negate his greatness, though, Pharrell.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because when he played in Oklahoma City, he couldn't win jack, and when he went to the Warriors, he finally was surrounded with all-stars, first-team all-stars, first-team all-offense and defensive all-stars. That's why he's so good.
And he had another league MVP next to him in Oklahoma City, but they had no talent there. He had no help, right?
They had no one else besides Westbrook. I'm telling you.
They had Harden before they...
No.
It was no different than Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen was the same thing as Oklahoma
Michael
City.
Michael Jordan's the greatest player to ever live.
So what? The same situation as Oklahoma City. What's the difference? They played with two players. Two guys were the key to that team every time they won a championship. Right? Am I wrong? They won six of them.
But Durant's not Jordan.
Who else mattered? Though people tell you Steve Kerr and all these guys, Rodman,
Grant, Longley, Paxson.
That's like saying everybody gives all this credit to Big Shot Bob for, you know, he was a piece. Rodman was a piece. There's a lot of pieces that make up championship teams. But the Bulls were built on two legs, Mike and Scotty. That was it. Same thing in Oak City. Most teams, Lowry and DeRozan, have two good players, right? The difference is now, today's game, there's these teams with five, and there's teams with four and three. It's different. It used to be just two. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
The toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So I'm looking at this Bleacher Report list of the 100 greatest players of all time. So I would not agree with this at all. They got him ranked, Durant, 42nd of all time. 42nd. I would not agree with that. So in other words, I'm with you, Shep, that he's one of the best, clearly. But I just don't have him top five. You got him top five greatest players ever. Oh, top 10? I thought you said top 5. Did we not just have this argument, Mafia?
So top 5 now, top 10 all time.
Oh, he said top 5 now, but top 10 all time. So they have him at 42nd. I wouldn't agree with that. I'd say he's way higher than that. Now, you might be able to convince me of you might be able to get him into that top 10, you know, a strong enough argument. Like, they have Dirk Nowitzki 19th. I'd have him above Dirk Nowitzki. I think Dirk's been incredible, but I'd have him above that. Like Karl Malone, you think he's better than Karl Malone? He's 16th.
Malone's never even snatched the title.
Kevin Garnett is 15th. You got him better than Garnett?
Absolutely.
I think he's a better player than Garnett.
And Garnett's no scrub, obviously. I mean, those guys are all-time greats, too, Pharrell.
David Robinson, better than him, hands down.
Oh, my God,
he's 13th best all-time.
David Robinson, who couldn't win a title before Duncan got there, 15th best?
11th, Kobe Bryant. You think he's better than Kobe Bryant?
No, he's not better than Kobe.
Okay, Kobe's 11th on this list. Yeah. And I'll just – this is just one list.
That list is incredible.
10 is Shaq. You think he's better than Shaq?
Yes, of course. Of course he's better than Shaq. That's like saying is he better than George Michael.
I don't agree with that. I just think that Shaq was the most dominant – big man, and Kevin Durant, if he tried to post up Shaq, he'd snap him in two.
And first of all, you cannot make the argument at all, Shep, of any of these, well, he couldn't do it without this guy. He couldn't win without that guy because Durant could not win.
That's what you always say. He's right. Mafia's right. You're constantly talking about he's on this great team. He couldn't do it in Oak City when he had one guy, but when he's got five, he's the greatest player that ever lived. And then you're saying all these other teams had to have, they didn't have enough good players. You keep saying you're defeating your own argument. He's right. The bottom line is that Shaq, he won no matter what. I don't care who you put around him. No one stopped him. He did whatever he wanted.
We got his ass kicked by Olajuwon. We both agree on that.
But he's
Olajuwon ate him up and spit him out.
But Olajuwon is one of the best players of all time.
Yeah,
but Shaq O'Neal, how many rings did he get?
He's got three on the back of. No, I'm just kidding. He's got three.
See,
on
here
his
you
own.
Go again.
I'm
it's
just
to someone
kidding.
Else. You're giving
just
all the
kidding.
Credit to someone
no, no,
else.
No, 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 no. That fourth title, Pharrell, was all Dwayne Wade. Okay. That was all Dwayne Wade. I'm telling you, man. That three that he won in 00, 01, and 02, that was Shaq.
All right, Larry Bird. You're going to tell me that Kevin Durant's better than Larry Bird?
Yes. Yes, if Durant plays with Mikal Parrish and Dennis Johnson,
God.
He's winning
the
three
day
titles.
That
too.
Kevin Durant could even dream of passing the ball like Larry Bird, then have that conversation with me. I mean, he did everything right. He did everything better than everybody. He did everything like the way the game was invented to be played. Larry Bird is the epitome of a basketball player. He did everything, everything. Rebound, pass, run the floor, game-winning shots, clutch, teammate, championships. And
couldn't jump over
what
a rule.
Does Durant, listen, I think Durant is a great scorer. That's it. What else is he so great at? He don't pass the ball.
Pharrell.
Please,
look, Pharrell,
please stop. He doesn't pass the ball, ever.
He does.
The guy, when does he pass the ball? When? What game are you talking about?
When he plays with the Warriors, and he's got guys who he can facilitate.
Please,
to
he shoots every
wing.
Time he gets the ball. I've
it's
never
not,
seen
not
a guy
true.
Pass once in my life.
Well, look at his assists per game in the playoffs.
Dex, honestly, get on there. Come on, you're a basketball player. Do you think he's better? Do you think he passes the ball?
I don't think he's better than Larry Bird. I do think he has worked his way with the couple of titles that he's won and the two finals MVP into the top 15 conversation for sure.
I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that, but he's not better than Larry Bird. Larry Bird, just here's a little tidbit for you. Have you been to Springfield?
Of course.
Did you, you know how long I spend in Larry Bird's section? He's got like his own wing. He has his own wing at the Hall of Fame. Call me when Kevin Durant's got half of the building in his name. Like, if you go to Springfield or the Hall of Fame, you spend 4 hours in the Larry Bird section. I mean, honest to God, it's literally they might as well call it the Larry Bird House or something. You know, it should be, what do they call those things in the backyard? A little bird nest? Is that what they call it? Like a bird house?
Yes, bird house.
Well, they should call the Hall of Fame the bird house. Okay, thanks. I'm not having this discussion with you, Larry Bird. You know, honestly, I think Larry Bird might be Jesus. I really do. I think that he was God's son. It was not Jesus. It was Larry Bird. And it was all just a ruse. They were pulling our wool over our eyes at Sunday school because we never liked the Sunday school teacher. Just stop. Is he better than Jerry West?
Wait. Are you asking me if Durant's better than Jerry West?
Yes.
Jerry West's not even the greatest player as a shooting guard for his own franchise. Absolutely he's better than Jerry West. Pharrell, Jerry West was only the logo because he played in the big market. He wasn't even the best player on his own team, Pharrell. Elgin Baylor was better than Jerry West. And Will Chamberlain was better than Jerry West when we played with him in 69, 70, 70,
Wait.
And 72.
He scored 27 a game, had 6 rebounds, 6 dimes, 2.5 steals, and a block shot every game, but he sucks too.
I didn't say he sucks.
Basically,
He's
are.
He's great.
There's in Spanish, what you're saying is that he sucks.
I never said that, Pharrell.
Like, you downplay everyone. When you're trying to make a point, your guy is the greatest, and everyone else sucks. I mean, they literally don't even deserve to have a uniform on, is basically what you're saying to me. I mean, you really are painful. Is he better than LeBron James?
No.
Okay. I this gets better, every guy I go through. And you're not going to even try to tell me he's better than Magic Johnson.
No, he's not better than
okay,
Magic.
Okay, thanks.
No.
Thanks a lot. At least you got one right. Is he better than Tim Duncan?
Yes. Is Durant better than Tim Duncan? Tim Duncan's not.
You know what? That's what I like about you, Shep. You're so demented that at least one or two nights a year, I get to sit in here and enjoy listening to you try to argue with me about stuff that it's like, it's, you know what it is? I might as well, have you ever seen a guy slam his head into a mirror for an hour to see if he can split his head open and get enough blood out that he can escape the mental ward? That's what you do to me. I'm smashing my face right now into a mirror trying to listen to you tell me about how bad all these other players are and your guy's the man.
Pharrell, very quickly, if Kevin Durant plays on three
Will
title teams.
You tell me he's better than Will Chamberlain,
he is.
Too.
Statistically, he's not, but he's better overall. Pharrell.
Stats don't matter.
Pharrell.
But then what does matter?
Pharrell, Duncan played with the team.
And you're telling me he's better than Bill Russell?
Yes. Yes. I believe it, because Bill Russell couldn't
Kareem
play offense.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, he's not better than Kareem. No.
I just got to do the update. I really do. You know what happened? You're so crazy that my computer broke. Just listening to you has sent the entire equipment into a spiral of just failure. Your comments are failing the systems in here. Everything. I'm surprised the place isn't on fire.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so I was looking at another list. Slam Magazine has Durant number 13 all-time. MVP, 9-time All-Star, and 2-time now, right, NBA champ. He's already going to the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it. But so I was I had said Oscar Robertson, and then these are some of the other ones. So, like, going down the list, Moses Malone was 14, Dr. J, 15, Jerry West, 16, Isaiah Thomas, 17, Elgin Baylor, 18, Steph Curry, 19, Barkley, 20, Malone, 21, Pippen, 22, Dwayne Wade, 23, John Havlicek, 24, John Stockton, 25, Kevin Garnett, 26, Dirk, 27, Iverson, 28, Robinson, David Robinson, 29, Patrick Ewing, 30, and then Jason Kidd, Rick Barry, Elvin Hayes, Steve Nash, 34, Chris Paul, 35, Walt Clyde Frazier, 36, Russell Westbrook, 37, Bob Cousy, Gary Payton, McHale round out the top 40, and then Dominique, Wes Unseld, Clyde Drexler, George Iceman Gervin, George Mikan, who was incredible when you think about it, 4 NBA championships, James Worthy, Willis Reed, Tiny Archibald, Bill Walton, and Earl the Pearl Monroe round out the top 50. Doug in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
Last week we were discussing about Beckham and Manning, and I wanted to get into a little more about if you look at all the replays of every pass that's been thrown to Beckham, they've been so dead on. He's missing it. I agree what you're saying about Beckham. I think you're pushing a little too far when you say cancer. And the reason why is he's just such a fired up kid. When you played sports, weren't you fired up? And, you know, you were
Actually, you know, I was fired up and intense, but I never did like his shenanigans on like the sideline and the whole bit of like, it's such a distraction watching this guy. They don't even show the game anymore. They don't show the game anymore. All they do is show this guy having sideline temper tantrums. It's annoying if you're a football fan. I want to watch the game. I don't want to watch this guy sculling some air conditioning machine or punching a kicking net. It's a distraction. There's no arguing it.
Totally. I'm not arguing it. I'm going to be calling you again. We're going to keep going with this conversation. But whose fault is it? The media. Just like whose fault is it with Plexico Burris, the stupid security guards, and his
friends. Haven't we had this conversation? You're like bringing up, it's like beating a dead horse with you. Am I wrong? Did I just not go through this with this guy the other day, Mafia? I mean, at least tell me the truth. Like, I would love it if you just once called Doug and talked about something else other than the same goddamn thing every time you call. Every time you call me, you try to ram home this Eli Manning thing and Odell Beckham, man. Call the fan, okay? They do that all day over there. They'll talk about Eli Manning until the cows come home, until Jesus comes back. They will talk about it all day with you. You want to talk about the Mets, Yankees, or Eli Manning, they'll do it all day. But over here, once you do it once and then you do it 10 times, it gets annoying. Okay, just Because I'm not the guy that's so nice. I'm just not so friendly that I want to just talk about the same thing with you every single time you call so that you can beleaguer the point or drive it home or change my mind. Mafia, am I making this stuff up?
You're not.
Did he not call the show twice the other night and try to slip in here with the same BS?
He didn't. It's about a terrible team, so no one cares
about
this.
Bro, you keep upsetting me. I'm going to ban you. You understand? And I can do it in 5 seconds, but I'm not that much of a D, okay? So, like, talk about something, anything else. Talk about the weather. Call me and talk about the weather. Talk to me about the high tides in Los Angeles or something. Anything. Like, is this not happening to me? Is this not a recurring nightmare? Am I wrong that I've had the same conversation with the same guy over and over and over again? Have I not? It's enough to make me go to a shrink. Am I wrong?
You're not.
I mean, can I at least get through to the guy? Because I'm sure now he hates me because I'm so mean. I'm not mean. I'm trying to drive home the point of how every single time you call with this same painful conversation with me. Stop. Stop. Tell your dog or somebody. I'm sick of talking about the same thing over and over with you. And you never, it's like you're not hearing me, bro. You're like trying to convince me that you're right. And it's just, oh my God, Christ, you make me want to quit doing this. You honestly make me want to quit. You are the first person on this show that makes me want to jump out a window and kill myself so I don't have to listen to you. Honestly. Jesus. Mafia, am I wrong?
He's dragging it on about a stupid topic. And forget it. The Giants suck. Eli's terrible.
Stop,
just move on from them.
Stop. Christ, talk about Barkley or something, or maybe the traffic in New York, anything. Because, you know, am I right? They'll do that on The Fan all day. They will take 7 million phone calls in a row about Eli Manning, right? And they'll do it all day. And you know what the guys are doing in the newsroom, just so you know? In the studio, they're just eating sandwiches and drinking sodas. And they just talk about this.
That's not true!
All the same thing all day long they talk about. Have you ever seen anything like it, Mavi? They'll talk about Eli Manning every call for 7 hours.
All the time, all day.
If I hear it one more time, I'm going to stick a 9 Glock in my mouth.
Whoops.
Mike in Kentucky, I hope you feel better that I spent that much time wasting my life talking to you again about the same thing over and over again. You know what you remind me of? Shep trying to make me stick my face through a glass window. It's like, oh my God. Oh, Jesus, someone spare me. Mafia, do me a favor. Call my shrink and start setting up appointments again. I got to go back to the shrink.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got to go back to my psychologist so I can, whatever he is, psychiatrist, just so I can deal with the repetitive nature of the Eli and Odell Beckham conversation. Take a look at your record. There's your end of conversation. Take a look at your team. End of story. Let's talk about things that matter in life. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty? Man, I love it, man. That was really, really entertaining. I appreciate it. It's amazing, man. I tell you what, I'm not an expert like you guys, but a small sample size. I've been following sports for only about 45 years. So, yeah, I've been around a while, and I've seen a lot of great stuff. But I tell you what, man, I wanted to just touch base with you on the Durant deal. I tell you what, Durant over Larry Bird, man, that is almost laughable. No, Larry was, until LeBron came along, the number one small forward of all time on the first team, okay, in the NBA, in the history of the NBA, number one. He's not now because LeBron could do so many things, but he's number two still. So I tell you what, Larry's favorite, just ask John Sally how hard it was to guard Larry. Just ask John and see what John says. But, man, I tell you what, man, a lot of great things going on. Durant is a fabulous player. I did say when he came to Golden State, championship after championship would come down. Right. And I knew that. And it's proven true. If they don't win every year while he's there, they're going to win a whole bunch.
I think that the guy has an incredible advantage that people may not understand. So when he plays, when we watch on television, right, he just looks normal to everyone, just so you know. But when you're there, if you're at the game, he's 7 foot tall. He is enormous. He is a stick figure, but he is gigantic. And when he jumps, he is literally 9 feet in the air. So when he jumps on his jumper, he's shooting down at the rim. It's almost like a layup for him from anywhere. Literally, he's shooting down. Like, all I have to do is flick it down into the net. Most people have to shoot up. You understand? You have to shoot up and over the rim. You always teach kids to shoot it up, get some air under it. You gotta shoot it up. But he shoots down. Have you ever seen him? He shoots down. He shoots down at the basket. So I think his shot is almost virtually impossible to block unless it's, you know, Anthony Davis or some enormous entity, Boogie. So there's very few people in my view that can block his shot. I think it makes it very easy. His step back elbow jumper is the most lethal shot in the NBA right now. There is no shot better than Durant's elbow jumper. I mean, he'll get the ball in the block and turn around and pop back from the elbow and hit that little 16, 18 footer. Like, it was literally a finger roll layup with no one on the court before practice starts, and he's standing by himself. That's how easy it is for him to hit that elbow jumper. So I think he's got the best release downward toward the basket of any player I've seen in the league. There's no denying that he can score with anyone and on anyone. He can literally light up anybody, and he can shoot from anywhere. But I think his favorite shot is the elbow jumper. I really do. He scores more from that point than anywhere on the floor, if you ask me, Shep. Would you argue with that?
You get no argument from me there.
He loves that shot from either side, from the elbow. Forget it. It's over. So you know, some people say a free throw's easy. It's not as easy as you think in a game when you're tired. But that guy can shoot that elbow jumper and literally hit 100 of 100. I mean, literally, without a doubt. I think right now, in his sleep, he could make 100 of 100 in his bed from the elbow. I mean, literally. And I love that shot, too. And I could probably hit 85 of them out of 100. But I'm going to miss 15 at least. He ain't missing. So, and I shoot thousands of those shots a week from the elbow and from everywhere. So, believe me, I know. I've never seen anyone just come down to court and turn around and shoot that shot like him. There's no questions asked. We got another hour. I'll take your calls. Chilling.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.